Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambo Leap, Leroy Butler.
Welcome back. We broadcast live from the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios, GeneWagnerPlumbing.com for all of your plumbing needs. Again, thanks to Wendy's throwing us a little party and bringing us all food for lunch. Couple double stacks, large fry. I got a chocolate chunk cookie, chip cookie I'm going to have a little bit later on for some dessert. Joe, you had some chicken nuggets over there.
Oh, I'm happy like a little boy.
Plucker, you had, what did you have? You had a lot of
pretzel bacon pub cheeseburger, Spark.
It took you less than, what, 60 seconds to eat it?
Oh, it was gone pretty quickly. I was hungry.
Literally, by the time I was done talking to Carissa Raybon, he was done. Gone. All done.
That's a fact.
He's a growing boy.
It was done.
The next
growing
time.
Growing boy.
Growing maybe the wrong way, but.
The next time we get Wendy's, Spark,
yeah,
I want a chocolate chip cookie.
Oh, they're good now. Oh, their cookies are amazing.
I didn't realize they had cookies.
Oh, their cookies are amazing. And then you take the cookie and you dump it in the Frosty.
Oh.
And then you, yeah, chocolate Frosty or vanilla Frosty. Yeah,
I like that.
That's yeah, I was jealous stuff. Of that cookie, too. I wanted one.
See, okay.
I was like, shoot.
No,
next time.
To self.
Next time.
Cookie and Frosty.
Hey, don't mess out on that. Also, don't forget, when the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. So if the Bucks win tonight, you have 24 hours from the time the game goes final, get yourself a free Frosty at Wendy's. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. Free Frosty there, so take advantage of that. Joining us now, I'm sure we've made him very hungry, is Ben Fennell, film analyst for the NFL Network on the Schneider Horn Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. Ben, thanks, and welcome to the Big Show Radio Network.
It's a pleasure, but you guys got to know, you have to nestle that cookie right against the hot fry so it gets nice and warm for you at the end of the meal.
He's a professional. He's a professional.
Man, why didn't you tell me that before? I never thought of such a thing.
This guy.
That's brilliant. Oh, Ben Fennell cookie tips on Twitter.
Not my first rodeo here, guys. Not my first rodeo.
No, that is good stuff. The guy just knows everything. Okay, so Packers and Rams coming up tomorrow at the Green and Gold postgame show with Gary Ellerson and myself after that game tomorrow night, 6:30 till 9. Ben, all week it's been number one offense versus number one defense. That's what we've been talking about, and we're going over how good this Rams defense is statistically and where they compare with others in the NFL. But we did find a little bit of a nugget earlier in the week, and that is they are not good against play action. The Packers are very good in play action. Does that end up being the difference, do you think, in this game?
Well, the only nuggets I want to hear about are chicken nuggets right now.
Yeah,
but this
buddy.
Rams defense does not make it easy on you because they stop the run and they prevent the big plays. And those are the two things the Packers really want to do is establish the run and hopefully hit those plays off play action or try to hit those shot plays over the top. And this Rams defense in 2020 NFL, that they only allowed two receiving touchdowns over 20 yards the entire season. DK Metcalf's touchdown last week was the third. That's no missed tackles. That's no coverage bust. That's no confusions on the back end. They have a rookie sixth-round pick playing safety. They play a lot of quarters, which means those safeties have their eyes in the backfield. Very easy to come up on run fakes. They are very disciplined. They are technically sound. And they have a couple pretty good players at some key spots in Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey. So you have a dominant guy in the trenches and a dominant guy covering. Typically, they work together pretty well.
Now, let me ask you this, and you may or may not know the answer. I remember when Rodgers, they go out to San Francisco, I believe it was, and they faced Sherman, or was it Seattle when they faced, and they didn't even throw his way. I mean, he took one side of the field, McCarthy didn't even go over there. What are the odds are this happened with Jalen Ramsey and Davante Adams under LaFleur?
You know, that's a really interesting reflection, Gary. I think it was that Seattle game you're thinking about where Rodgers really didn't look to Jordy Nelson for most of the game, and he was matched up on Richard Sherman. Now, the interesting thing about this offense and the way Matt LaFleur deploys Davante Adams, they make it hard to find him on a down-to-down basis. He's going to line up on the left side, the right side, in the slot, number three in trips. He's going to be hidden in the bunch. Occasionally, he might be lined up in the backfield. I think Matt LaFleur is going to find ways to move him around formationally and to prevent Jalen Ramsey from being up on his face on a down-to-down basis. So that's using those bunches, using those stacks, moving him around the formation. And when you're stacking him against the other top receivers in the NFL, the fact that he can win at every level of the defense and from every receiver spot of the offense, look at a DeAndre Hopkins. He played left receiver outside the numbers 99% of snaps this season. You know where he's going to be. It's easy to erase a receiver like that. So the fact that Davante is used in different spots and wins in different spots, I think that makes it really tough to erase a guy like that for four quarters.
I think when you go into this game, for me at least, it's about getting the run established early and often and staying with it throughout the game to keep this Rams defense off of Aaron Rodgers and to try and give the offensive line a fair shot of trying to keep these guys away from Aaron. If it doesn't work and they abandon the run, it could be a long day for the line and Aaron Rodgers. How do you see that matchup playing out?
You know, that's the interesting thing, and there hasn't been many games where they've had to abandon the game plan. It really was just that Tampa Bay game where you threw the pick six and another interception deep in their own end, and before you know it, they were drowning down multiple scores. That would be the interesting factor is if they get down early and they have to be one-dimensional, which I come on here every week and say that's the game plan for the Packers defense, make the opponent one-dimensional, that's the same recipe to defend the Packers offense. You got to stop the run, and the Rams do that exceptionally well. They typically do it with even box numbers, which is even that much more impressive. Reminds me a lot of those mid-2010s Niners teams, except they had Navarro Bowman and Patrick Willis. This Rams team is doing it with Micah Kizer and Kenny Young and Troy Reader at linebacker. I know a couple fans listening and saying, who are they? Who is that?
Pretty much.
Exactly.
Yep.
They're doing it with some guys that we don't really know. We know the Aaron Donalds, but they're a very technically sound group. There's no cheapies out there. They're not going to let up that one over the top or miss a lot of tackles. They play really good run fits and gap sound defense. They don't make it easy on you, which keeps them in almost every ball game. So they're going to be there in the fourth quarter because of that.
You know, and I would agree with that. And you talked about the back end a little bit. And we had, was it Jordan? What was her last name?
Rodriguez.
I forget. Yeah, we just had her on. Yeah, a lot of people are not talking about their offensive line. But you look at the Packers offensive line, you got two Pro Bowlers. What are we facing with this Ram offensive line and their run game?
Listen, this Rams offense has not been the same since the end of the 2018 season. And that's when their big left guard, Roger Saffold, went to Tennessee and their center, John Sullivan, retired. Since then, they have been a weak offensive line. And I'm looking at that group and saying, you know what? Andrew Whitworth, you played well last week. You're probably a Hall of Famer. He's a great left tackle. But the rest of the four across the board, poof, they're public enemy number one right now. I think everybody across the Packers front has an advantage against their matchup on the Rams offensive line. And I think that's the key to success. Get after their offensive line, stop the run, fluster Jared Goff. You know he doesn't want to play in that confined pocket and play under pressure. He wants to get that ball out. But this Rams offensive line looks like this is a group that this Packers front can really bully.
That's interesting that you say that because they bring in Snacks Harrison with the purpose, I would assume, of stopping the run. You hear him talk. He's talking about, you know, wanting to play 15, 20 snaps somewhere in that area. How big of an impact do you think he can have for this Packers defense in the postseason?
Well, it's just going to be the early down run plugging. I'd be surprised to see him on the field on any third downs or any sub packages. I think Snacks knows his role. He knows his duty. He's going to be that run plugging nose tackle in some of those base sets. And this Rams team wants to establish the run. So early on, we're going to see some Snacks Harrison, and he may not make a lot of plays, but he's going to be in the trenches, plugging run lanes, forcing running backs to alter their paths. And this Rams defensive coordinator, Brandon Staley, is getting a lot of love. He's getting some head coaching opportunities and some buzz. What he's doing, not only stopping the run, preventing the big plays, but the way he's defending the RPOs is the new innovative defense in the NFL. And the Packers love to run RPOs. So I think that's going to be an interesting conflict of styles on Saturday afternoon.
Right. So at the end of the day, Aaron Rodgers is playing at an MVP level. I mean, I think he's the straw that stirs the drink, correct?
Absolutely. But like I said on Twitter a couple weeks ago, I think it's Matt LaFleur that is putting Rodgers in a position to be successful by using all those schematic elements to make his life easier, guys. And this is everything we wanted from Aaron Rodgers. Make his life easier. You know, there's been several games we've seen Aaron Rodgers walk off the field in the fourth quarter with barely a grass stain on those yellow pants. That's exciting. And the fact that we can win games by 20, 25 points, and Rodgers is only throwing the ball 21 of 24 for four touchdowns, very low volume. He's a fixture of the offense. He's a fixture of the scheme. And that's exciting because the quarterback doesn't have to beat you. The offense is going to beat you. Aaron Jones can beat you. Devontae can beat you. The run balance can beat you. And the fact this Packers offense can beat you in multiple ways and not just with Aaron Rodgers, that should be exciting. And that's a dangerous, dangerous team.
When we talk about this Packers team and the Buccaneers and the Saints and that matchup, how do you see that matchup playing out and who the Packers' likely next opponent would be?
You know, that's a great question. I'm not really sure. I bet this Bucs-Saints team plays 100 times. They might each come out 50. I want to see this Tampa Bay team again. I want to put this Florida team on the road in the cold in Wisconsin. I want to see Tom Brady again get the revenge from that midseason loss. Even though they beat the Saints earlier, that Saints team is a veteran group. Obviously, the Bucs are as well, but they have a great offensive line, a great D-line, DeMario Davis, Malcolm Jenkins, Kamara, Mike Thomas. I feel like there's so many more weapons that scare me on that Saints team. And they've obviously been up in Green Bay before in the playoffs. I want to see this Tampa Bay team. I think this Packers team is ready to punch them in the mouth and have that rematch.
That's a team I don't want to deal with. I'm not as convinced as you are about dealing with Tampa Bay again. But we'll see. We'll see how this whole thing plays out. Ben, thank you so much for coming on. We'll talk to you again next week.
Always a pleasure, guys.
There he is, Ben Fennell. Follow him on Twitter at @BenFennell_NFL. I promise you, you will love it each day, every day, all day. Not only does he talk about the Packers and breaks down film that you can watch on Twitter, but he's also huge into the NFL draft, too. So throughout the college football season, and right now, he's also breaking down college prospects. Too. So again, great follow on Twitter at @BenFennell_NFL. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider is hiring drivers right now. For more info, call him 800-44-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 800-44-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. Got some breaking news on the Fan brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Vans. Find out how far an extra mile really goes. Coming from the Milwaukee Brewers this time, Gary Ellerson. They just tweeted out left-handed pitcher Josh Hader. Right-handed pitcher Brandon Woodruff have agreed to one-year contracts, avoiding arbitration. And for me, this is great news. We know how that went with Hader and the Brewers last year. Those arbitration hearings are never good because you have an organization telling a player why he's not worth what he thinks he is. And that's never a positive, I don't think, in anybody's mind, Gary.
No, it isn't. So I'm glad they're avoiding that.
Yeah, it's huge, huge deal here. And keep
especially
everybody,
for Hader.
Yes, no question. Because 2 years in a row of telling him he's not worth the number would have just, again, I don't see anything good coming out of that whatsoever. We were just talking about Bucks and Saints. Ben Fennell says, bring on the Bucks. I want the Bucks. I say, no, no, no. I do not want the Bucks. What do you think? Who would you rather face, Buccaneers or Saints? Let's hear from you. 855-830- 8648 855 800-919-0648. What was that noise that you just made? What is that sound? Why does he keep doing that? You've done that all week. This is something new on the statewide network I've not heard before on the big show.
That's Leroy. You know, he always does that.
Yeah. He never likes any of the topics we come up with. I'm used to it. Mercedes-Benz in Milwaukee North invites you to the fantastic Mercedes-Benz dealership, conveniently located off I-43 North at Silver Spring Drive, just blocks away from Bayshore Town Center in Glendale. It's only 15 minutes away from anywhere in Milwaukee. Our knowledgeable team members are ready to provide you with the best that Mercedes-Benz has to offer. We're talking sales, service, finance, parts, accessories. They do it the best. If you're looking for only the best offers on new and used Mercedes-Benz luxury cars and SUVs in the Milwaukee area, stop by today, test drive one of their latest models, and you're going to do it with a smile as you're driving by people waving and smiling at friends and family. And they're going to be like, how did you get in that car? Start 2021 out with the Mercedes-Benz of your dreams from Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. They still have amazing offers on their 2020 inventory. Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North is more motivated than ever to put a deal together for you. Give them a call or stop in today. I can assure you they will not miss the chance to earn your business. Shop MBOFMilwaukeeNorth.com. Tell them that Sparky and the Big Show sent you.
16 stations strong, the Big Show Radio Network.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.